Ajahn Buddhadasa, when he translates this Patinisaka, he translates it as rather than relinquishing, he translates it as giving back. It's giving back. And he says it quite nicely in the sense, you know, we have to give back what we have sort of appropriated or taken that didn't belong to us. And of course, you know, we keep appropriating and taking on you know, form, feeling, perception, mental formations, consciousness, the five kinds. We take them on and try to make them into self, and we have to give them back. They're just that which is in nature. You know, we take the sight, sound, smells, taste, touch, mental objects. You know, we appropriate them, we take them, we take them on, and we have to learn how to give them back. They're just, that is all they were. They were just a sight. The feeling that arose was just a feeling. The consciousness that arose out of contact was just that. Elements of nature that need to be given back, can't be appropriated, can't be taken, and considered self. Ajahn Buddhadasa says so that we have to give back what isn't ours, and we have to give back what we've stolen. He says we're just like a bunch of thieves. We go and steal things all the time. We have to give them back at some point. You know, we're constantly taking what isn't ours and trying to make it ours. See, the life of a thief is not a happy existence. It just can't be. Mm-hmm. You know, on some level that you're living with stolen goods. Mm-hmm. You're spending your life with trying to avoid the authorities, keep away from the law. Mm-hmm. The law in this case is Dhamma. Mm-hmm. It's one of the truths. Mm-hmm. And the truth comes along, and we have to give it up. We have to relinquish. We have to abandon it. So that to actually practice doing that, to on each in breath, on each out breath. Patinisaka. As we breathe in, contemplating relinquishment. As we breathe out, contemplating relinquishment. Then that's a, you know, as an image in the mind, really just bringing that up as an image and breathing in, just really surrounding the whole experience with that quality of relinquishing, abandoning, the image of letting go, dropping, putting down. And say, as we cultivate that and become skilled in that, then that's really where our peace is, sense of well-being. Really arises from that quality of relinquishment. So I'll offer that for reflection this morning.